Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of November. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Another month, another budget. After Chancellor Jeremy Hunt announced his autumn statement last week, it's been predicted that our living standards will drop over the next 2 years and disposable income will see its biggest fall since the 50s. Joining us today to unpack the budget will be political reporter Justin Bally. Never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe. Back to our featured story. Following the government's autumn statement that included several billions in tax cuts, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt was on a mission to fix the chaos caused by predecessor Kwasi Kwarteng just 2 months ago. But can he do it? Here to help us figure out what the budget means for Tayside and Fife is political reporter Justin Bowie. So please remind us, Justin, what were the key points from Jeremy Hunt's budget?
Well, the two major talking points were the fact that the Chancellor has implemented both tax rises but also sweeping spending cuts. So there was a theme here that there is going to be quite a lot of hardship and pain ahead in the years to come, in a bid to bring down inflation and to calm interest rates. So that was the main theme of the budget. And on top of that, however, there is some money coming to Scotland. There was £1.5 billion, which was sent via the Barnett formula. That's the way that the Scottish government's budgets are funded by the UK. Jeremy Hunt also had pledged more money to schools and hospitals. That was one area that was not necessarily getting hit by spending cuts to the same degree. So the Scottish government might be expected to spend that money in a similar regard up here.
I see. But are the spending cuts going to lead to more pressure on local services despite this extra money?
Almost certainly, yes. As I say, the Scottish Government, with this money, may be able to spend a bit on schools and hospitals and especially on the NHS over winter. That's going to be a kind of key area that needs a lot of focus. But if they're spending cuts, those cuts are going to need to be felt somewhere. John Swinney made some spending cuts earlier this month, whether it was delaying projects down the line or kind of scaling back. And we have seen the likes of former Prime Minister Gordon Brown in recent months talking about the increasing poverty in Fife, talking about the increased usage in food banks and in warm banks for people to have a place to stay as their energy bills rise. So there's no doubt that down the line, yes, this is absolutely going to have an effect on local services in Tayside and Fife.
I see. It might be a little bit tough for all of us over winter then. But is there any good news at all that you can share with us?
Well, I think the fact that this £1.5 billion is coming to Scotland will be seen as not great news, but perhaps a bit of a respite. When John Swinney had made some major cuts earlier this month, he very much painted quite a bleak picture and said that there was essentially nothing the Scottish Government could do to stop themselves from pursuing these cuts. He has the annual budget next month, and it was feared that we were going to see even harsher cuts to follow. It is still possible that we will see cuts. The Scottish Government argue that the money they have received is outweighed by the kind of extent of inflation. They say inflation has squeezed their budget by more than that £1.5 billion. However, the fact that this money has come via the UK government means that there may be at least some room for the Scottish government to manoeuvre in terms of what cuts they make. And I suppose at a time when people are really struggling to get by, the smaller those cuts, the better for them.
Thank you, Justin. Let's leave it there on a good note. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, local matters.